Harper and Harper Audio present The Puttermans Are in the House by Jaquetta Namar Feldman. Performed by Jesse Walensky, Michael Crouch, and Hope Newhouse. To David, Isaac, and Daniel, may you cheer your hearts out. Before. Sammy. It's a perfect end-of-May day at the ballpark, and my baseball team's clinching our semifinal playoff game. I've been at first base like always, calm and cool, stretch and catch. My twin brother Maddie has been pitching, shutting batters down like a routine matter of business. Strike one, strike two, strike three, you're out. My whole family's been in the stands cheering us on like usual. We're their star twin team. Sammy Putterman, the only girl still holding her own in the Houston, Texas 12 and under baseball league. And Maddie Putterman, whose lefty southpaw arm's going to take him all the way to the major league someday. Our team's up 6-0 at the top of the fifth inning. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. It's been a near-perfect game. Until now. My brother is gone. I squint at the stands. My dad's spitting out a mouthful of sunflower seeds, his eyes darting around. My mom is speed-texting, her brow cut into a deep V-shape. My grandparents, Bubby and Papa Putterman, are whispering to each other while plastering big supportive smiles my way. My Uncle Mike and Aunt Deb are shifting around in their seats and shrugging to each other. And my first cousin, Becky, who didn't want to be here anyway, is eyeing the car. The ballpark's mic screeches alive, and the guy who's been playing the walk-up batter's music says, "Matthew Putterman! Matthew Putterman, please return to field number 3. You are needed on the mound to resume play." But there's still no Maddie. The last time I saw my brother, it was the bottom of the fourth, and I was outside the batter's box. He'd just smacked a single and driven in 2 runs. With our team's bats on fire and Maddie's dominant fastball, it was sure to be another blowout win that would take us to the finals next Saturday. I'd taken a few practice swings, grinned at him on first base, and said with our twin telepathy, "Get ready, Maddie, I'm bringing you home." The fastball had come middle in over the plate, right where I like it, and I'd barreled it. It sailed to left center, and I ran as fast as I could as the ball struck the fence. Then I stopped at second with a double and watched my brother slide into home plate, scoring another run. But after our team took the field again, he never came back out of the dugout to pitch. I figured he ran quick to the bathroom like he does sometimes, and he'd come back any second. He didn't. Now everyone's staring at me. My family and my coach, all the parents in the stands, my whole team, and a bunch of players from the team we're up against. They're looking at me like I must know what's going on with my brother, where he is. And usually I would. But somehow, I don't. It's like this. One minute, you're having this great conversation on the phone. You're talking and laughing and talking and laughing. Then the call gets dropped. But you don't know it, so you keep talking. Then you realize there's no one on the other end. There's only silence. And you think, maybe if you'd been listening a little bit closer, maybe you would have heard the cut connection. Maybe you wouldn't be standing on first base, punching your mitt, all confused. That's how I feel right now, just like that. I stare at the hill where Maddie should be and blink, just to make sure this isn't some kind of mind trick joke. I wave to Maddie's best friend and our catcher, Ethan Goldberg, to get his attention. But he's hanging his head and kicking at home plate with his cleats. He's upset that Maddie's not here, too. Coach calls,
"Hey, Sammy, keep everybody warm!"
and hurls me a ball. Then I throw grounders to the other infielders while we wait. But my brother never
Sample complete. Ready to continue?